Hello, ladies and gents, and this is your host, Gio, and it is 2011. Can you believe it? The year 2011. It seems like 2010 just passed us by, I mean, really quickly. I can still remember New Year's Eve 2009 like it was yesterday. I mean, come on. And all of a sudden, from one day to the next, at least it feels that way, we are in 2011. Well, I want to issue a very, very warm congratulations and a most gracious blessing from the Del Cristo family, from my parents, Connie, Jesus, from myself and from my wife, Soraya, towards each and every one of you that are listening to this podcast. We hope that the Lord may continue to bless each and every one of you with his richest, most richest blessings and grace. And I just want to thank you for your continued listenership. I don't know if that's even a word, but to the LWYM podcast, and also for reading the Absolute Truth, Absolutely E magazine, and for the continued attendance to our youth meetings on a weekly basis. I just want to thank you for that. And we took a bit of a break in December from the usual routine. We kind of broke away from it and did some different things, but we're back. We're back, and we're back with a vengeance. We're back. It's like Die Hard. We're dying. We don't die, ladies and gentlemen. You know the old phrase, we don't die, we just multiply? Yes, it might be a little corny, but it's the absolute truth here. Get it? It is a play on words. Anyways, before we continue, I wanted to just make a couple of quick to-dos here, a couple of quick announcements. First and foremost, this year, we're going to be revamping the LWYM podcast. We're going to do a weekly segment dedicated to helping you out in your spiritual life. That's right, we're going to take this year to make sure that we strengthen every single corner, every single muscular fiber that you have of your spiritual being, so that you can have a better and closer relationship to your Creator, Jesus Christ. That's it. It's as simple as that. But even though it might sound simple, it's up to you to make sure that you do what you need to do in order to have a closer relationship with Jesus. So, we're going to provide you the tools, but you need to put them into practice. Secondly, our Friday youth meetings are still active. They haven't gone anywhere. They're still there. We come together on 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida, every single Friday at 8 p.m., and we hope that you do not miss a beat. We're dealing with relevant issues, issues that are biblical, but at the same time, they are completely relevant to our culture, to our day and age, and we hope that you join us and that you invite your friends. Our youth group espouses ages from 13 all the way to 21 years of age. So if you're in that age category, you're more than welcome to join us. Last but not least, visit our website, lwim.org, lwim.org, and subscribe to our email updates list. On it, you will receive firsthand, and before anyone else gets it on the website, the latest updates, the latest video blogs, the latest podcast, the latest from Absolute Truth, Absolutely, which is our weekly e-magazine. I hope that you subscribe to that. It's absolutely free. We will not bombard your inbox with spam. Don't worry about it. We're not. That's not our style. We don't do that. But please go by lwym.org and give us, please provide us with your email address so that you can keep abreast with what is happening in LWYM. Now, for what it was that we are here for today. No, that doesn't make any grammatical sense, but hey, I gave it a shot anyways. I want each and every one of you that are listening to this initial podcast of 2011 to write down on a piece of paper, take a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write down a list. And this list is going to be very important because I want you to use it for the remainder of the year. You can stash it away in your wallet if you're a guy. You can stash it away in your purse if you're a woman. Anywhere you can stash it. Just protect this piece of paper with the information that is going to be written on it with your life. And I'll tell you why. Because the things that you are going to write down in this small scrap piece of paper are going to be the changes that you are going to need to make, that God is going to bring effective transformation in your life. And they are going to be eternal transformations. What do I mean by that? Well, I don't know a true Christian yet out there who doesn't want to do God's will and wants to do it effectively. I still have not met a true Christian out there that his most or her most sincere desire is to serve God to the maximum, to the fullest capacity. And many times we come upon these roadblocks that trump our relationship with God in one way, shape, or form, or in another way, or in another manifestation. And a lot of times it's things that we might not even notice that are happening to us. For example, it can be just bad attitudes about everything. It could be hatred towards another person. It could be just having a simple, erroneous worldview. And it really changes, and it even comes down to our outlook, how we see God, how we you know, in our own mind, how we characterize God. Do we think of God as a gracious God, or do we think of God as an ogre who always wants to be on us and beat down on us every single second of the day? All of these things affect our relationship with God in drastic manners, whether you might want to believe that or not. And I challenge you in 2011 to make effective changes, or rather allow God to bring effective transformation in your life so that you may have a closer relationship with God. You know what really attracts me to God more and more and more is that He saves us. He sent the Son, of course, to die for us. But so much more, I love the fact that God loved me so much that He wanted the truth to penetrate my life. The truth that He is love, that He is God, and He loves me so much that He wants to have a relationship with me, that He sent His Son to die for every single one, every single human that has passed and will pass through humanity, through this planet Earth. And that in and of itself should attract us to God's love and to want to get to know God. But there are occasions in our lives where we simply push God away because we're more interested in fulfilling our own dreams and our own ideas for what we want for our lives. And a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, we know, you know, I know that this is not what God wants for our lives. And we understand that many times the things that we want for our own lives are not good for us. That rather what God has for us is better. But we choose not to submit to His will. And therefore we develop these things, these lustful habits, these behavioral patterns, so to speak, that are sinful and that are a detriment to our relationship with God. And I challenge you that, going back to that scrap piece of paper that I told you to write the things on this piece of paper, write the things, the characteristics about yourself, attitudes, things that you know that are impeding your relationship with God, and write them down on these pieces of paper. And reflect on them. And be objective about it. Don't say that, oh, I'm a humble person. I'm really humble. I'm the most humblest person on the face of the earth, when you know that you're not. If you're not humble and you're prideful, write that down on that piece of paper. And reflect on these things and take these things before God and say, God, I need to change these things. Because if you truly want a relationship with God, these are the things that are a stumbling block in order for you to have a direct communication with God. And take these things before the Lord, and He will bring effective transformation to your life. I want to read a passage here for you to end today's podcast that I'm pretty sure will be of refuge to you. And it's a very simple verse, and it's found in the 46th Psalm. And it says, "Be still and know that I am God." A lot of times we're so troubled by the things that are surrounding us, by circumstances, and even by our very own attitude and our indifference towards God. But if we were to just take the time to be still and know that He is God, to recognize everything that He has done for us, that He has been so good to us, that He has been merciful once and again, that in and of itself will attract you to His love and allow you to have a better relationship with Him. And at the same time, conversely, will allow God to work in your life to bring that effective transformation so that these changes that He wants to bring in your life will be eternal. These are eternal transformations. These are not just hiding something that is hiding an evil characteristic or hiding some part of you that you know is not pleasing unto others. This is true transformation that God can bring about. So be still and know that I am God. That is the thought for the week on the LWIM podcast. So make sure to keep that paper handy throughout the year and reflect on it, and make sure to have a steadfast disposition to tackle these issues and to stay the course. Even if you want to move away and say, and go back to the way you were, don't allow yourself to do that. Ask the Lord for the strength, and He will give you the strength in order to keep the course, to stay the course, and make sure that He fulfills the task at hand in your life. That's all the time I have left for today. Again, I invite you to our weekly meetings, 3175 Southwest 25th Street. If you're in the vicinity, we'd love to see you, 8 p.m. Also, visit our website, LWIM.org, LWIM.org. Don't forget to share these podcasts with your friends. Until next week, I say aloha, happy New Year's, and may the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.